You're listening to SBS News.
Qantas and Jetstar will suspend all international flights from late March as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. According to a statement from Qantas, two-thirds of their 30,000 employees will be temporarily stood down, and there will also be a 60% reduction in domestic flights, with more than 150 aircraft temporarily grounded. The announcement comes as Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says Australia has no plans to close its borders due to the outbreak, despite issuing unprecedented advice telling people not to travel overseas. But Senator Payne has told the Seven Network Australia is unlikely to follow other countries by implementing a total border shutdown.
We've taken a number of steps, including recommending that Australians do not travel overseas, that those who are overseas and wish to come home do so now. And of course, on arrival, Australians, permanent residents and visitors to our country are asked to self-isolate for 2 weeks. That is a very effective way of managing the challenges that the coronavirus presents. And in that context, the steps that we have taken are, we think, the appropriate ones.
Agriculture Minister David Littleproud has urged shoppers to calm down, insisting there is no risk to Australia's food security because of coronavirus. The comments come as the government announced discussions were taking place about relaxing night truck curfews with local councils to allow more deliveries to supermarkets. The Nationals' deputy leader told the ABC Australia produces enough food for 75 million people and has urged people panic buying to take a cold shower.
The only pressure that is being put on those supply chains are from people themselves, from the stupidity of the people themselves. They need to take a deep breath, have a cold shower, and understand that if they shop normally, then the shelves will be stocked normally.
Catholic Mass and gatherings across Victoria have been suspended until further notice amid the coronavirus outbreak. The announcement is the latest following the statement the Anglican Church in Sydney postponed all public gatherings indefinitely. Earlier this week, the Australian National Imams Council urged Australian Muslims to forego attending Friday prayers and instead pray at home to prevent more spreading of the coronavirus. The Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of Australia also said while churches will remain open until the end of March, all services, events and rites would cease with the exception of private prayer in church. Catholic Archbishop of Melbourne Peter Commensoli says although faith-based gatherings need to follow current government guidelines, there was still room for compassion.
And that's where we're trying to encourage everyone in our parishes now to reach out to their neighbours, particularly the older neighbours, you know, they can find ways of helping them to be present in different ways.
Across the states and territories, various measures have been put in place. The Tasmanian government has declared a state of emergency and introduced tough border measures in a bid to prevent the spread of coronavirus. Under the move, all non-essential travellers who arrive in Tasmania after midnight on Friday will be required to self-isolate for 14 days. Meanwhile, Queensland Health Minister Stephen Mayle says the alteration of the Queensland Constitution and the introduction of a number of new measures overnight will now give the Queensland government more power to deal with COVID-19 in that state. South Australia has announced it will conduct random police patrols on people who have recently returned from other countries to make sure they're self-isolating, while Victoria says it will open old hospital wards to handle the expected influx of patients. Premier Daniel Andrews says the $80 million boost is part of a $437 million funding boost from the state government.
This is a massive boost to our public hospital system. It's exactly what's needed, more staff, more beds, more equipment, so we can do more for those who are sick. This is everything that is required right now. There will be additional announcements of that, I'm certain.
The New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant has issued a public health alert for anyone who may have attended an event between University of Sydney and University of Queensland rugby clubs held on the Sydney University football ground, a function room, on the evening of Saturday the 14th of March. She's urged anyone who may have attended that event to seek medical treatment if they develop symptoms. Meanwhile, the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Paul Kelly, also repeated basic strategies Australians can take to curtail the spread of the virus, urging social distancing, quarantining for those who have come back from overseas travel, vigilance about hand washing and other hygiene measures. He also says the government is working with the Pharmaceutical Guild to make sure people have access to the medications they need over the coming months.
So this is particularly Ventolin or other salbutamol puffers and paracetamol to a maximum of 1 unit per purchase. In addition, pharmacists will be strongly encouraged to limit dispensing of and sales of all other medicines to 1 month supply or unit. And pharmacists, in addition, will be required to place children's paracetamol formulations, so that's Panadol syrup and the like, behind the counter to assist in allocating supply equitably.
The 2020 Tokyo Olympics are set to go ahead as planned, despite concerns over the coronavirus pandemic. It follows an International Olympic Committee conference call with 220 athletes' representatives about the status of the Tokyo Games. IOC President Thomas Bach says at this stage the Games will go ahead as planned from the 24th of July with measures put in place to address concerns raised in the call. Schools will stay open after Prime Minister Scott Morrison warned the flow-on effects of closing them would be severe. Health authorities are encouraging people to exercise social distancing measures, including standing 1.5 metres away from others and sitting in the back of taxis. National coronavirus cases are approaching 560, the number doubling every few days, and six people have died. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.